When we come back, we're coming back with my friend Andy Hers, and I'll tell you a special secret about Andy and I when we come back, waking up with Whoopi. It's Friday, December 8th. You're waking up with Whoopi. Cubby is here, and a friend of mine, Andy Hers, is here with us.
This is an interesting story, actually.
It is an interesting story. When I was a kid, and he was a kid, he was my camp counselor.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I grew up a little bit, and then I was like a junior counselor at Madison Felicia. Great camp.
What kind of camp was it?
It was a camp for kids who needed to go somewhere in the summertime, and it was run, I think, by the Ethical Culture Society here in New York City.
What would you do? Was it sport? Was it canoeing?
No. You don't understand. I'm talking about camp as it used to be. No. You had bunks, and you did everything. You swam. You were outdoors. It was like you got out of the city for 2 weeks. And you just hung out and sang songs and had campfires and learned stuff. And I can sing all the songs from my camp days today. But I'm not going to. But I could if I had to. Andy, we run into each other. He is the man to talk to about real estate law and real estate. And just, I wanted to find out if he would come and see us. And he said, yes, so say hi.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here.
Andy Hers, now sing a camp song.
It will never happen. I'm telling you. But here's my question, Andy. Now, I asked you in there, and you were explaining, because I didn't know whether real estate was something that was city to city, or whether the laws changed. They changed some in some ways incrementally in places, but pretty much the law is the law. Is that right? Around the country?
Well, the law is on a state-by-state basis, but basically, there's a common law in which it's based, and there's a lot of similarities in most all of the states as to
how it's
basic real estate law. Yes.
Well, let me ask you a question. What is the biggest mistake that people make in real estate?
Well, there isn't one big mistake, but real estate is sort of like a relationship. You know, there are plenty of pitfalls going in, but the real pitfalls are getting out, knowing when to get out and how to get out.
I was thinking that, right?
So now, Cotton was about to ask the question. We were having a bit of a discussion with the stuff so we wouldn't miss it on air. But what were you asking?
Well, I bought a home a year ago. And is it true if you try to unload your home within 2 years, it's a 2% penalty or something like that?
Well, more important than any type of penalty, and I think you're talking about a penalty for paying off your mortgage, which varies very much from state to state, the real point is that it's not a commodity. You can't get in and out, and there are lots of transaction costs. So you may have bought a property and it may be worth 10% more a year later, but by the time you're through buying and selling, paying brokers, paying transaction costs, you probably lost money. And it takes time to sell real estate.
Right.
And historically, over time, most prices have gone up in most locations.
Right.
But if you're going to be forced to sell, if you need to raise cash, you may have a problem with an illiquid asset. And if you say, well, I'm going to buy a house or a property, but I need to sell it 3 years from now because I'm going to need the money then, you're going to have a problem.
Right.
You have to be able to stick it out and hold it for the long term.
So why do people like to buy and flip so quick? It sounds like you don't make any money doing that.
Sometimes the market goes way up and you can do that, but if you're talking about a home, for example, you got to live someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, why if we know all of this, if we know all these things, because most people have their home, they've bought their home, they're paying their mortgage, but now they have incredible debt. They've worked themselves into some kind of crazy debt with the credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to these places that say, we will give you 1,000,000% against what your house is worth. And they don't kind of explain the pitfalls of that. Because isn't it like a giant balloon payment if you, like, miss a payment or something happens, they come take your house or some craziness? And they can, right? Because you've committed.
Well, in the old days, we used to have nothing but long-term fixed interest rate mortgages the decrease called amortization over the term of the mortgage.
So the mortgage would go down as you paid it off.
Yes, the principal amount would go down as you made your monthly payments.
Right.
But now we've created all these new products that sound great, that have variable interest rates that go up from time to time.
Right.
They have teaser rates to start. And people are getting paid for originating these mortgages.
Right.
If you miss a payment on the mortgage, you have a problem, as you said. It affects your credit rating if you miss the payments.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. And it becomes cyclical as you go to refinance. If you have bad credit,
right,
you're going to pay higher interest rates.
Wow. Okay, so we're trying to be very smart about our real estate thoughts. Because people do think right now is the time to either buy or sell. They are hearing that the real estate market is going bust or it's going up. And it depends on where you live. And if you don't have it, and people are saying, okay, we'll give you all the money you could possibly want. By the way, we're going to take your house if you miss a payment. And people are desperate. So we are preying on people's desperation. So I just thought it would be a good idea if we had some questions.
Yeah.
So now, we are being very smart this morning. I pat ourselves on the back. If you have a question for us, you can call us at 1-866-WHOOPEE-G. When we come back, more with Andy Hurst.
7:22 with the Gassy Whoopie.
That's right.
Wow.
What day is it, Cubby?
It is Friday, December 8th.
Thank you. Because I thought it was Wednesday for the longest time.
No.
I didn't realize it was
I don't
want
to go back in time.
I know. We're sitting with my friend Andy Hurst. We're talking about real estate and all kinds of things. Before we take the calls, here's a question I want to ask you. There's a whole thing that seems to be happening in terms of the government coming in and saying, we need this land. It seems to always be, I don't know, on the beach. They say, we need it because it's not making any money, so you have to give me your home. Why is that legal?
Well, we've always had the power of condemnation.
Right.
And that allows the government, traditionally, to take things for governmental purposes.
Right, for the government.
So that you could build a highway
or
something like that.
Right.
But recently, it's been expanded so that for urban developments, essentially to benefit a private use, to make it more economic, that the government has the power of condemnation.
But who's it more economic for? Why aren't they putting things in to help the neighborhood, as opposed to getting rid of all the people and then building, say, I don't know, a casino or, you know, stuff like that? Because the people who live in that neighborhood and built it, they kind of lose out.
Well, it's sort of like urban removal instead of urban renewal.
Yeah, yeah.
And clearly, there has to be some articulated benefit, but I understand, I agree with you, that it isn't always to the benefit of everybody.
Right.
You know, they are entitled to be paid for whatever property is taken, but very frequently the people who are relocated don't own anything and don't get anything.
Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, yes. So there's no recourse for them. There's no recourse for somebody who says, I grew up in this house, my father and my mother have had this house, I grew up in this house, and you're coming to take it, and you're telling me that it's going to benefit the rest of the town, but I need to go. And then they say, well, we'll pay you a little something, something. And if you own it, you know, they're not paying you what they're going to be selling the land for when they give it to a developer.
Well, remember, what they're taking, and you're right about that, what they're taking is your house.
Yeah.
Your house isn't worth that much, but coupled with lots of other properties, then the tract becomes valuable, so you're right. You're not getting paid for being the last holdout on the block.
Right, right.
And you're not being paid for anything other than the value of
the tract.
Your particular house.
Wow.
Should we take some phone calls?
Yes, we should.
Line.
I have to mull that over. Let's go to line one.
All right.
Good morning, Kate. You're waking up with Whoopi. You have a question for Andy?
Yes. Hi. Good morning, first of all, Whoopi and Cubby, and your guest. I have a question. I finally have a mortgage, and we have outstanding credit card debt. But we seem to be getting blindsided. We want to pay off our credit card debt. We're not in the rears. We're not getting the phone calls, you know, where's your payment? We're making our payments.
Right.
But we'd like to pay them off so we don't have umpteen million different payments every month. And we weren't sure if we needed to refinance our house or possibly get a second mortgage.
So your question is, what's the best thing to do?
Right. What is the best thing to do?
Okay, if you don't mind, hang up and listen, and we'll have the answer right here.
Well, of course, when you put a mortgage on your house,
right,
it is a secured loan, and the lender says, well, I have some security for it instead of just a credit card, which is just your promise to pay. So theoretically, you should be getting a lower interest rate on your house. Now, as with any debt, any amount that you borrow, you have to repay it.
Mm.
So if you've got a favorable interest rate, yes, it makes sense to have secured debt, whether it's refinancing your existing first mortgage,
mm-hmm,
or taking a home equity line.
Right.
So that would make sense as long as the interest rates work.
Cool. All right, let's go to line two.
All right.
Good morning, Bill. You're waking up with Whoopi. You have a question for Andy?
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Cubby.
Hey, thanks.
I got a question about the 10-year interest rate first payments only mortgage. Whether they're out to get you there because it seems you want to set your house up after the first 10 years, you've got all the interest paid off and nothing on the principal. And what do you think about that?
All right. Thank you. Hang up and listen. All right.
Okay. A 10-year...
I didn't understand what he was asking, so help me.
No,
somebody
explain
for me.
I understood what he said.
Calling from Guam.
What he said was...
It's a little tough. The phone was a little tough, so I had a hard time understanding.
How did we feel about taking a 10-year interest-only loan?
Right.
As opposed to, I assume, either a fixed-rate loan that amortized over and reduced and went down over the term because you were paying off principal, or a shorter period of fixed interest that would readjust in a shorter period. I think taking a 10-year term is a moderately safe and realistically good decision, because at some point you may want to refinance if rates go down, and a 10-year window, the 10-year opportunity to refinance, gives you the opportunity to refinance at your leisure and at an opportunistic time, as opposed to a 1 or 2 year interest rate that readjusts when you may be forced to refinance in unfavorable times. As to getting an interest-only loan versus a loan that reduces, most mortgages in most jurisdictions you can prepay after a period of time, a portion of the indebtedness without penalty. So if you ever want to lower your debt after a couple years, you can do it that way.
This is why I wanted to talk to Andy, because Andy knows things. Now, will you, when we come back in the new year, will you come visit us periodically during the year and talk about real estate and what we can do to make it better for people and make it not so complicated?
I'm here whenever you want me.
Darling, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's 7:20. See, I know some good things.